Good morning. 8:39 a.m. on July 2, 2nd, 2013. I'm hoping that I'm not going to have quite as much clicking noise today. Yeah. 17:10 on the first mile. Not a great first mile, but I am walking however late. Oh, I know. Let me try moving. I'm going to move the microphone. See if that helps. I've noticed the last couple of days I've had a lot of clickage in the audio stream. They show up as spikes that I can't really do too much about, even in post-production. So yeah, I almost didn't walk today. It's according to the official temperature, it's not even 60 out here. According to my body, it's about 75. In actuality, it's probably somewhere in the mid-60s. In the sun, it's hot. In the shade, it's quite comfortable. That's not what kept me from walking. First problem was I overslept. I slept till almost 6 o'clock this morning, and then woke up completely dislocated in time and space. I wasn't sure what day it was. For some reason, I thought it was the weekend. Of course, it's not. It's only Tuesday. Part of that is that I'm really aware that this is a short week, and that today and tomorrow are the only real, quote, work days, unquote, for people here in the household. Only 3 days for the younger daughter to be in summer school. The wife has off Thursday, and I suspect she'll take off both Wednesday and Friday because she now has vacation time. Because the fiscal year changed at the university and her leave time accounts have been refilled. So, yeah. So, the weekend starts probably tomorrow here. But the other problem was the arthritis flare-up, which I'm having flare-up again today. My foot was actually swollen to the point where I wasn't sure I could get it in my shoe, which is slightly exaggerated because I'm sure it would go in. It wouldn't have been comfortable, but it would have gone in. But I took my morning pill today, and it did kick in. It seriously kicked in. So I'm suffering from a fair amount of vertigo and also a sort of disassociated kind of I don't know what the right word is. Spaciness. It's kind of spacey. It's like la-di-da, la-di-da. Yes, it still hurts. No, I don't care. But the reality is, the reason it doesn't hurt is that the swelling has gone down. And movement, the walking itself, has loosened up my spine. So that the lower back pain that was also plaguing me has been reduced, if not eradicated. So, good news on that score. So, today's walk is going to be filled with I don't know. Because mostly this morning has been filled with a lot of grumbly bits. I started out with Google Plus with some guy I don't really know, but who is obviously in my circles, sharing with me a large GIF of a quote from one of the characters from his book, which I quickly blocked and circled. And good morning.
Good morning.
And pretty much tossed into the trash. So with any luck at all, I won't hear from this person ever again. So yeah, I was feeling kind of pissy. Probably because I was in pain. But it's just so aggravating to see this happen over and 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 over again. It's a classic case of what not to do. How not to use social media. So it irks me greatly. Oh, in other more positive news, I have updated my narrations and voice acting page. There's two new narrations that I wasn't aware of. One was the Observation Post Alan M. Steele story, which actually was published last November, and I didn't catch it until now. But Tony C. Smith finally posted it over on Starship Sofa Observation Post, which is an interesting story, a little bit predictable, but quite enjoyable as a read. I think I did it justice. And also, finally, Crime City Central posted Blue Murder, not apparently as the primary audio, but as the secondary story for the week. Well, given how long that story was, I guess that makes that podcast either really long or the main fiction wasn't as long as the secondary. I'm not sure. There's still one more file out there pending for Crime City Central. Title of it is Spoon. So there's that. Yikes. I'm crossing the street, so the sun has an unrestricted path to my body. And let me just say, when I turn east here at the head of this block, I have a feeling this is going to be painful for about a half a mile. God. Yeah, I shouldn't have waited. I should have just given it up. I almost did. I almost, you know, it's 7 o'clock. I'm thinking, damn, I don't know if I can walk today. By the time I get back from dropping off the kid, I get back and go for my walk, it's going to be late. And it is, was. And this time of year, late equals hot. Even at 8 a.m., the sun is hot. We almost had some rain last night. There's a switchbox here at the corner, just turned toward the east. Oh, and providentially a small cloud has moved in front of the sun. Good. It won't last very long, but it'll help me along. Switchbox has a small depression in it, and it's filled with water, so it must have rained a bit. That's good. My lawn can use the water. Oh, excuse me. monk pole. And now it's coming up again. Gosh, it's hot. Anyway, what am I thinking about? Not a whole lot, to tell you the truth. It's sort of like la-di-da, la-di-da in my head today. I'm trying to think of something podcast-worthy to speak about. I just can't. Woo, thunder in the Rockies. I don't know, it's two motorcycles taking off. I wonder if this is the weekend, though. Every year there's a motorcycle convention that happens somewhere here in this area called Thunder in the Rockies, where motorcyclists from all over the country converge. It's not quite as one as quite as big as the one in the Dakotas, wherever that is. I can't remember if it's South Dakota or North Dakota now. Gosh, this is a long walk today. 17 minutes on the first mile. It's going to be 19 or 20 on the second, I'm afraid. Which is good for you guys, because it means you get to listen to me ramble. And also bad for you guys, because I don't really have anything to say today. I'm just so spaced out. I hope I can use that. I hope I can take that sort of disassociated mindset to sort of focus in as Greedock, tell Greedock's story. He's just about to open a hidden panel in his new basement digs. I'm having a problem with conflict. I really am. Sigler's response to conflict is kill somebody. It doesn't really matter if it makes any sense or not. It's just kill somebody, which is not a knock on Sigler. It's what people in the Siglerverse have come to expect. It's certainly one approach to the problem of conflict. It's like, okay, we're going to raise the stakes by killing the secondary character. So if that secondary character can die, then of course this primary character could die, except in the Siglerverse, no, you can't, because that primary character is the primary point of view. You can't kill the primary point of view. Oh, which takes me to the book I'm reading now. And honestly, I do not know why I am continuing to read this book. I'm not going to tell you which book it is. It's really badly done. And unlike the PS Power books that were really badly done, I'm having trouble justifying reading this book, because I can't really get into the point of view. I think the author is trying to do omniscient, which is basically unlimited third person. And it's not doing a very good job. So you're in a point of view character, and the scene is going along, and the point of view character gets in an elevator and leaves the scene. And instead of staying with the main character and going up on the elevator, the point of view changes to the character that's left behind, because for some reason that character is deemed to be more interesting. And generally speaking, no, not really. The humorous asides, the general use of those secondary characters is not actually adding anything to the story. I find it just distracting as hell. Now, I realize that this complaint, this issue I have with this book is primarily because I recognize a particular construct and I don't like it. Now, to be fair, I also recognize the construct when Nora Roberts does it, but when Nora Roberts does it, it works. When this author does it, it doesn't. Now, it may be that I'm just biased because I consider that if Nora Roberts does it, it must work. And if this unknown does it, it doesn't work. So it's a bit problematic on my part. It's one of those meta considerations. It's like, wait, is it really bad because it's really bad? Or is it really bad just because this author is not Nora Roberts? Or is it bad because it doesn't work because this shift to the secondary points of view happens in truly secondary characters? There are no secondary characters that matter. There might actually be one secondary character that does matter. That character has only had a nod here and there to a scene change. And so it's not consistent. It's really distracting. It's really aggravating. And add that to the, oh, well, let me interrupt the story flow to describe to you the physical characteristics of this particular individual. Not from the individual's perspective, but from some godlike viewpoint, some fourth wall camera perspective that has no true bearing on the story and just serves to say, okay, wait a minute, I'm going to describe the scene now. Okay, back to the story. It's like, Jesus. It's aggravating. I think it aggravates me the most because this story has potential. This thing could be really good. This theme could be spectacular. The characters and the world building and the setting could be wonderful. Instead, it's someplace south of mediocre. It's someplace not quite. It's 18 minute mile, not bad. It's someplace just in the category of not terrible, but really poor. It's like, oh, come on. Now, I'm going to try to read. I'm probably going to finish this book, and I might read the second book in the series to see if the author learned anything. If he didn't, I'm done. That's it. Off with his head. And we'll move on. So, anyway, Endomondo, 2 miles, back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.